Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
South Africa, of course, is battling the electricity problem. The mood across South Africa is very, very down. The government, Eskom, are trying their best at this stage to try and alleviate some of the immediate crisis points that are affecting and impacting the country. Zingisa Mavuso is the executive manager for electricity at NERSA. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty sure you're not doing well. I'm sorry, but it's got to have been, and it's got to be a particularly difficult period at the moment, as it is for all South Africans, of course.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we read a lot about NERSA in the press, but what I find is that not all of us, myself included, understand exactly what NERSA is, what the role is that you play in the electricity environment and the power situation in South Africa. Can you give us a bit of an overview?
NERSA has the responsibility to regulate the electricity industry. It also regulates the pipelines, petroleum pipelines, and also regulates the gas related issues. I'm responsible for regulating the electricity side of things. Mm-hmm. And we do this in three ways: by licensing operators, meaning that there is a controlled entry, and also once you are in, NERSA conducts audits and inspections to check if the license conditions you are complying with them. Secondly, NERSA regulates the revenues and tariffs, meaning that it regulates the price at which the consumers must be charged. Although this also guarantees that the operator has to recoup his or her operating cost plus the reasonable return. Thirdly, NERSA also introduces new rules and standards, especially in areas which had not been previously regulated, or new areas that emerge out of a developing and expanding industry. So for example, we do what we call the Section 34 Ministerial Determination Concurrence, which is if the minister wants to procure new generation capacity, then the minister will write to us to concur with that determination to check if everything is okay. Then we send it to the IPP office, and then that is why you have those IPP projects. So that is one of the things that NERSA does. Last but not least, NERSA ensures that the electricity in grid integrity is maintained. So we have an advisory committee in terms of, you know, advising NERSA on how NERSA's can maintain the integrity of the grid, meaning that the in and outs of the grid, who comes in at what conditions should they come in with. Yeah, so in the main, those are the four areas that we regulate the industry, but mainly it's the two ones, the licensing of operators, audits, including the regulating of revenues and tariffs.
So when we, for example, speak to some of the people around, let's say, the Greenstone area, and they've been trying to authorize their own, in that ward, look to produce their own electricity, and it's been a very difficult process. It's almost, I think, as though they've given up now because it was so difficult. Does that sit with NERSA, or does that sit with somebody else? Would they have applied to you, for example?
Look, individuals who need a license can actually generate electricity, and they don't need, individuals that need to operate in the space, as long as they don't connect to the grid, they don't need a license. As long as once you connect to the grid, then there is a problem. I should not say it's a problem, then you have to comply with the requirements. Because remember, we are responsible for maintaining the integrity of the grid. So if you're going to connect to the grid, then you have to apply for a license.
And how difficult is that?
It is not difficult. The people that have been operating for the previous years will tell you that. But the issue is the developing and emerging new areas, which in some instances, there are no rules and regulations for them. So they still need to be put together. And we have also sometimes, for example, I know the whole issue of the Greenstone, which was here, which basically is within, ESCOM jurisdiction. So we have those contradictions. So it's not just another issue, it's other rules that basically, regulate the industry. For example, ESCOM has got a mandate over that area.
Right, but that's surely part of the problem, because ESCOM is not able to provide electricity to the nation. So in terms of what my understanding is, that we want reliable, independent producers to enter into the system to be able to supplement the electricity supply. That's why we're in the position that we're in. So to say that ESCOM, they've got the mandate over that area, isn't that the intrinsic problem?
Look, it could be, but this is the regime we are operating under. But NERSA is dealing with those issues. We had extensive discussions with Greenstone and also ESCOM. But remember what I've said before, in an industry that is changing like it is in South Africa, with new players, we're going to have periods like this. But I think these issues are not intrinsic in such a way that they cannot be solved.
Do you think that there is this right sense of urgency? And I know that you play a difficult role, because you are almost the interface between government and consumers, private producers, etc., and you're governed by the laws and the regulations that you are given. So I get the position that you're in. My question is, do you think that there is now the correct or sufficient urgency to solve this problem?
I think there is. Look, there is a big, development that is happening within the public sector, which is the amendment of the Electricity Regulation Act. We have identified areas where we are hamstrung by the current policy or regulation, or the absence of. So we've identified all this, and we have submitted this to government. And government is going through, and government has basically concurred with us, and these are being processed now, and they will be tabled in Parliament. And I think we may get a go-ahead for a slightly new regime or with some aspects that are new by, I think the approval might be, acquired around December.
Right.
So there's a big, big movement across the board,
which is very good news. Jeff Levy, one of our listeners, saying, "Hi, Howard, I was at one of the older but larger power stations, ESCOM stations, yesterday, 36,000 or 36 something megawatt stations. We were told that due to environmental concerns at the station and at least one other will need to be shut over the next few years. Can you please ask your guest to confirm and comment on that?" Good show. Thanks. That's from Jeff.
It's difficult to comment on that one, because it is an ESCOM issue we have not discussed, and it has not been raised with us. So I would be really speculating, and I think, but ESCOM has announced, in terms of its program up to 2030, which power stations will be closed, but I think ESCOM is best, to respond to this, not NERSA.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Well, let's just hope that we can solve the problem. I know it's not an easy time. Everybody trying, hopefully, their best to sort the situation out. Sengiso Mavuso, Executive Manager for Electricity at NERSA. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts, 34519 or 0618951019. It's 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.